have a young man with me by the name of, when I had him on the Father State, my TV show, the fatherstate.tv, so what, James? I introduced him as Derek on the fatherstate.tv. He's back for the first time on my radio show. He is known online as Brandio. And he is an incel from Southern California. And I asked Brandio to come on to introduce him to you and also to explain what an incel is and how difficult it is as a young white male to get a job now and in many cases even get a woman. And Brandio is with me. Brandio, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Jesse, I'm doing pretty well. It's good to be on here and talk about these important subjects.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you coming on. You lost weight. You look thinner now.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I'm working out every day. You know, I'm doing cardio, mostly cardio. I had to take a break from weightlifting because I hurt my left arm. So,
yeah,
mostly just sticking to cardio.
Right on, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you look like a Mexican now that you lost weight.
Well, it's mostly the facial hair. Yeah, the facial hair, I get told this by a lot of my friends that whenever I have facial hair, I start to look a little ethnic, you know?
Yeah, but, you do.
Yeah.
Well, that may work in your favor because now when you go out and look for a job, they may think that you're a Mexican and maybe you can get a job then.
Maybe. But yes, I usually try to shave though. It's like, I'm sorry I wasn't able to shave, but
oh no,
yeah, so I normally don't look this way, but you know.
No, it looked nice on you. How old are you?
I'm 22 years old.
Amazing. And so you are an incel. Am I right about that?
I'd say I'm an incel in here in like Los Angeles, Southern California, this area, yeah.
And now that you've lost weight and you're wearing a mustache and a beard and you're looking good, are you still an incel?
I would. It depends, like where I am, like and like the context of like what an incel is, because I guess a lot of people seem to have like their own definition of it, what an incel is, especially nowadays.
Tell the folks what an incel, because a lot of people have never heard the term incel, and I was surprised that it's not only in this country, but it's around the world. So tell the people what an incel is.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'd say the most common and normal definition of what an incel is, it just means involuntarily celibate, right? And that means that, you know, you're celibate involuntarily. That means like you want to find a woman and, you know, do stuff with her, but, you know, you can't for various different reasons. And, you know, it can get more complicated than that. Like most involuntarily celibates don't just want to have sex. They want to find a loving partner, usually a life partner that they want to spend their life.
Don't use the word partner. It sounds like a gay person. Are you looking for a man or a woman?
That's the thing about incels too. All incels have to be straight. Like you can't be an incel if you're a homosexual.
Okay.
You can't be an incel if you're a woman either. Not possible. There's other various different criteria as well. But that's I would say that's the most common definition of what an incel is. Yeah.
And they are worldwide. How do you all communicate with one another?
Yeah, we communicate with each other. Usually just through different communities online. Like the most popular is a forum. It's called incels.co. And I'd say that's like the most popular forum. However, there's a lot of incel and young men who communicate with each other on various different websites, such as you might know like Reddit or 4chan or
right.
on apps like Discord or things like that.
And so how long has incels been around? When did you become aware of it?
Well, the term incel has, I'm not sure exactly when that originated. I believe it actually originated from a woman, funnily enough. And, but the whole concept of inceldom has kind of been in media and in the online sphere in various different forms before it was even called inceldom. Like I would say the biggest, like one of the biggest, not necessarily the first or the original, but one of the biggest forms before inceldom was the popular term now. There was on 4chan, there was a board called R9K. I discussed this on the show. And on R9K, a lot of young men would go on this 4chan board and they would usually talk about their plights of, you know, having troubles finding a woman and how they want to find love. And, you know, there's various different problems with that. And later on, inceldom got more popular on other websites such as Reddit, and then they started using the word itself, incel. And now you're seeing this stuff everywhere, right? And there's a lot of people who use incel as an insult. They like to say that all incels, they don't take care of themselves, they don't better themselves. And they usually try to use it as a way to slander and manipulate young men. And there's a lot of conservatives who have fallen for this, too, and who say that incels, it's all their fault, and they're not actually conservative, and they don't want a woman. And
so what happened to you personally that caused you to become an incel?
I think it's primarily, like, because there's a lot of people who would say that it was my weight or it was my height, because, you know, I'm a very short guy. Like I'm 5'5", and you know, I know a lot of people would say, "Oh, it's over because you're 5'5". But in my experience, going to other places in America, such as like Middle America and things like that, it seems to be that inceldom is primarily a problem in these leftist, hypergamous cities that have, you know, like a lot of, you know, they're very left-wing, they're very, hypergamy is where, you know, women date up, and the dating up standard gets so insanely high where eventually you see very good-looking men who can't even get with ugly, obese, old women. This is what happens in some countries. There's, like, many examples of this, too. It's crazy. Like, I've seen men who are much better-looking than I am. I'm, like, I'm so shocked at how good-looking they are. Not from like a gay perspective, but you know, just like admiring this is a good looking man. You know, you can admire that. And I see this good looking man, and he can't get with a woman who's as equally good looking as him. That's what hypergamy is. But this is not common everywhere in America. Of course, there's a lot of rural towns out there that are still very nice, and I encourage just about everyone who's in sale to move if they can, but it's very hard to do so.
I know you talked on the fatherstate.tv. You talked about how you had gone online to try to get a date. You had tried to date old women, fat women, all kind, but you could not get a date at all. Tell us about that.
Yeah. in my experience, it was pretty wild, but I'll be fair that, you know, in the past I was younger. And I was fatter as well, you know. I guess I didn't look as good, but from when I turned about 18 years old, I decided that, you know, I should try and look for a partner of some sort. And I tried various different means. I tried dating apps. I tried approaching women in real life. I tried going to gatherings, you know, schools, local areas. And it all seemed, and while I could communicate with women just fine, and you know, make them laugh, et cetera, none of it really seemed to work out. Like none of them seemed to want to stick around or go on multiple dates or wanted to have a long term relationship. And I always found this like kind of weird. That eventually I was like, you know, what's going on here? Like, is there something wrong with me? Because eventually that's the first thing that you jump to, is that there's probably something wrong with me. So like, what can I do to fix that? And then the more it happens and the worse it gets, then you realize, well, maybe it can't, is it really, am I just that terrible? And And then I start looking into it. I started looking into it a little bit more. I found R9K, for example. I found various different websites and information and studies that give various information about what hypergamy, the 80-20 rule, other stuff like that. You find like the red pilling community and things like that. And, you know, there's a lot of disagreements and conflict nowadays between incels and those types of groups. But, you know, that's what gets a lot of these young men started is they find.
So let me ask, are they not getting dates because they were not raised in the right way with fathers and mothers and they just feel insecure? Or is there something else going on?
It's very dependent from like person to person. I would say a lot of the time it is that especially in like these cities such as LA, I would say that a lot of the time it's actually usually not the men's fault in those areas. Like the men are typically trying as hard as they can to better themselves. And you look at a lot of these, incel men, they are trying very hard. They are doing all they can.
But women, especially nowadays, the easiest thing in the world is to get a woman nowadays because women, not all, but most are in competition with men. And so they'll go to bed with you anywhere. They'll sleep with you in a bar or bathroom if you wanted to. I'm just trying to figure out, especially women your age and, you know, the Z generation and your generation. You're not a Z, right? You're a millennial.
I think I'm technically a millennial, but I relate a lot more with Generation Z.
Okay. And so the millennials and the Z women, they'll have sex with anybody, anywhere, anytime, anyhow. And so it has to be something wrong with the guys in that they can't get a woman because it's the easiest. I mean, getting a woman today is like getting a drink of water.
Well, that's what it seems like from when you look at the world and from a perception of it. However, what we're noticing is from like the statistics and the trends is that the women are actually, while they are being very promiscuous and having tons of promiscuous sex,
yeah,
aren't doing it with all men. They're doing it with a very select few number of men, especially in places like L.A.
But they're doing it with every man that want to do it with them, right?
No, they're not. They're not. That's why a lot of people are complaining, because they're not doing it with them, I suppose.
Amazing. And so what's the age range? Is it only millennials and Zs, or what's the age range for incels?
I would say there are a lot of young ones on places like 4chan and on other websites in general. But I would say on the forums, there is more of a like a mixed bag of people who, you know, there's old people, young people. But I would say that most incels typically are young men, because what we found in the data is that the older you get, the easier it becomes to find a partner, because you typically, you know, you're able to.
If I were you, I wouldn't use the word partner, because it sounds like you're looking for another man.
Yeah, you know, it's easier as you get older to find a woman.
Okay.
You know, the older you get, the more likely you are to have like a stable job, the more likely you are to have more, be viewed in more of a positive manner, because older men are typically viewed as stronger or as, yeah, a father figure. There, I would say that most incels who are like very genuine about their inceldom typically are young men, and they typically want to have a wife before they reach the age of 25, if it's possible.
I know that down in Santa Barbara, California, last year there was a guy who was an incel, I was told, and he killed some women on a college campus down there or something, right? You remember that, sir?
Yeah, it was a few years ago. That's Elliot Roger. Back in, I don't know if it was in Isla Vista, Santa Barbara, something of that nature. And he killed some people. And a lot of people said, oh, well, you know, this man killed some women or killed some people. So, and he was an incel. So that means all incels are terrorists.
Yeah.
And they all.
And he was mixed with white and Asian, I believe.
That's right. He was a half Asian, half white. Well, I believe his father actually might have been Jewish, but yeah, so he might have been half Jewish, half Southeast Asian, I believe. Right. Yeah.
And he was an incel, and he didn't like the way he had been treated, he said, and so he went around and killed a couple of people, and then he kill himself eventually?
I'm not sure. I think the cops might have, I think the police officers might have shot him in the end, yeah.
Oh, okay. And so I talked to you yesterday about, I know you were looking for work. Oh, let me first ask, now that you lost weight, you're looking better, are you feeling better? Or do you have more confidence now that you can get a woman if you went out there and try?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that, because I'm only incel where I live. As I have said, that when I have gone to other states and stuff like that, I have had more opportunities to be voluntarily celibate, where I'm choosing not to have sex with women because I don't want to be promiscuous. I don't want to like be a slut maker or anything like that, as you say.
Yeah.
Because that's really bad. That causes problems in society as a whole.
Right.
So, I do even now. If I was able to get the money and the resources to leave California, I would not be incel. Like the main problem is where I live, and one of the big problems with that is finding a job, and we can get into that topic as well.
So the women in California are different than the women in the rest of the country, and that's why at best, if you left California, you could get another woman. I mean, you can get a woman.
I would say, like, in L.A. specifically, like, from the data that I've seen, that women in L.A. seem to be the most shallow, the most slutty, the most promiscuous women in almost any other city in America, and it's wild, and this causes a lot of problems for young men and even men who aren't incel who want to try and find a partner. Something seems to be wrong with this place, you know. Something ain't right here. And I do believe that I know that if I was to live somewhere else, for example, let's say rural Montana or West Virginia or something, a nice rural, more conservative place, it would be a lot easier to find a woman, and it would be a lot easier to find a job, especially if you want a job and you actually want to work. And I would not say that's the case here.
You told me on yesterday, and then I want to take some calls for you, but you told me on yesterday that you have been looking for a job for a while, you're a young white male, and you've noticed that it's difficult for young white males to get jobs, to get a job. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, as we know, as Trump said that, you know, there's a job boom, right? There's like an economic job market in America, and
yes,
like jobs, like it's easier to get jobs in a lot of places in middle America. But in California, something that I've noticed is that job explosion, that easiness to find a job doesn't seem to be happening here, at least not where I live. And a lot of my, men who are in similar situations to me seem to not be experiencing the benefits of this situation here in California. And I've applied to probably over 300 or 400 different places over a year. And I've had all of those applications denied. And it's not just applying. I go in and I apply and I fill out a resume and I do things like that as well. And recently, the most common, the most recent example that I could think of, which is just bizarre to me, is I've been applying to, because I'm really desperate for a job. I've been applying to, like, let's say a fast food place, like a McDonald's or just like a random restaurant that you would find, in L.A. And something kind of weird that I noticed is sometimes they don't want to hire you because you can't even speak Spanish, right? But we live in America, and I won't get hired at a restaurant because I can't speak Spanish because a lot of customers they only speak Spanish, and they expect you to speak Spanish as well. Yeah,
I heard, I know of several black men and women who have gone to different places to get jobs in this country. They are American citizens, but they have been told that they can't unless they speak Spanish. And it's just so evil that this is your country and you all have to speak Spanish, and the people who come in here are not required to speak English, and they are getting the jobs. That is so evil.
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty bad. And sometimes, let's say I get an application denied, and they say, oh, sorry, the position has already been filled. Sometimes I'll go, just out of curiosity, who fills the position, right?
Yes.
And almost always, every time I go and I see who filled the position, you know, are they more qualified than I am, or whatever, it's almost always typically, you know, an ethnic man of various different, you know, it could be like a black man or a Mexican. It's typically a Mexican man, obviously, or a woman. It's all like they're always ready to hire a woman, but they're never ready to hire, like almost always ready to hire a woman, but they're never really ready to hire a young man, especially a young white man.
So you feel that you're being discriminated against because you are a young white male, and that's why you're not able to get the jobs?
I would say that does play a big factor into it, and especially not being able to speak Spanish at like food places, for example.
Amazing. Someone just said, can you turn that, stop that for me, Joe? I don't want to stop for the break. Someone just said, this feel like an excuse after 7 months of not finding a job. Are you making excuses?
No. I mean, I go out every day and I call places every day to try and find work. Recently, the most, the one I have, I have the most hope for now, I don't have my hopes up completely. But the one that I'm really looking forward to now is I've applied for a warehouse job and in retail. And I think that would be a really great job because I'd be able to do workouts and I get paid for it as well. You know, I get move a lot of boxes around, a lot of heavy stuff around. And I feel like I know a lot of people who they start out in a warehouse job. And it's a really great way to get healthy, and because you know I am working out and I want to be healthy as well as make money. And but I don't really have my hopes up that high that I'm going to get hired. But it is looking more positive that I might at this one. But we'll see how that goes in the future.
Are you hearing? And then I want to take some calls here. Are you hearing other young white males saying that it's difficult for them to get jobs as well?
Yeah. But like, this is usually on. This is typically online in LA, and other people who live around Southern California. Like I'm in some communities where there are other white men and young white men who are having problems, and they are saying the same things about living in this. You know, LA is a really big place, so yes. Obviously I'm not going to be able to meet all of them and talk and verify. But from my experience, what they're telling me from their experience sounds very similar to my experience. Sometimes it seems even worse because they might live in an even more ghetto area than I do, and they're just stuck there because, various misfortune, and they seem to be finding it even harder to find a job. And some of them, are, as I said, are better looking than I am as well, and they're having problems not just with a job but with, you know, relationship problems and things like that. So
do you feel hopeless? I mean, does it— as a young white male, is there a feeling of hopelessness, like it's just the way it is?
I would say, especially when I was younger, there was a sense of hopelessness. But like, I did when I grew up more and I saw more than just LA in California, and I saw like the world outside of here, especially in like more conservative areas. It did kind of like, as they say, white pill you. It did like motivate me to try harder, to constantly work out, to constantly learn, to constantly improve yourself and better yourself and try and work and try and get a job. Like, even if, like, this is something that I tell myself, and this is true, even if I can't get a job, like even if I'm not hired all the way till like I'm 25, as long as I'm working out and trying to get a job as hard as I can, because I want a job really bad. Like I want to work to support myself and hopefully support a future family if I move to a better area to find a woman in a better area as well.
I have a Periscope. Oh, there are a lot of well, I don't know about a lot, but some young white incel men are going down to places like Tijuana and other places looking for a woman. Have you heard of that, or have you ever done that?
I've never done that, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're actually usually not going to Tijuana. What they're going, they're typically going to places like Thailand and like Southeast Asia. And yeah, they call that, I'd say that the current term for it is sea maxing, which is Southeast Asia maxing. And this is a concept of, in Southeast Asia, white men are very positively looked upon by the local females. And so what a lot of people do is they, let's say they find a hopelessness in their own country. I believe Sweden actually had some of the highest rates of men who are marrying Thai women, which is, you know, really makes you think. And the reason why people in Sweden are marrying Thai women is because Sweden experiences similar problems of inceldom as well. Cause you know, Sweden, they have really tall men. They're not bad looking men. And yet they can't find women in their own country in Sweden in some cases. Like, for example, this is something that some people talked about, how the most famous guy on YouTube right now, PewDiePie, he's from Sweden. And if you look at some of his earlier videos of when he was younger and before he got really popular, he seemed to almost give off like incel vibes and incel traits of when he lived in Sweden. And the way that he found a woman was to look elsewhere outside of Sweden to a better sexual market. And he found a very his lovely fiance, I believe, in Italy. And that's what a lot of people are doing. They're going to other countries.
Amazing.
To try and find women.
Would you marry a non-white woman if it happened, or do you just want a white woman only?
Preferably, I would want a white woman, but if I cannot get a white woman, I will. I might cope with a an East Asian woman, and if that doesn't work out, then yeah, maybe I will try a Southeast Asian woman. But I'm pretty confident that if I am able to get a job, and better myself looks wise and things like that, I should be able to find a woman in a more conservative area, especially if I am working hard and making a decent wage and things like that.
So if you can't love what you want, you love what you get, huh?
Yeah, basically, you know, if you can't, you know, yeah.
So I have a Periscope question. Then we go to the phones here. Let's see. This is from Periscope. Is he texting during job interviews?
Texting during job interviews?
Yes.
Because no.
I noticed that a lot of young men and young women, they live on, I'm having a meeting today and I got to correct some of my staff members, they live on the cell phone. And are you doing that while you're interviewing? Are you on your phone?
No, not at all. I mean, I guess I'm not really like most of the people who are on their phone all the time. I'm typically not on my phone much at all, really.
Oh, okay.
Like, I only use my phone to make phone calls and or text people if I need to text them, or I need to use it for, you know, maybe like studying, like with flashcards or something like that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kevin out of Ohio. Kevin, thank you for calling. You're on with Brandio.
Yes, sir. What's up, Jesse? Big fan. Hey, Brandio.
You.
Hey.
I was going to ask my own question to Jesse, but Hermes or whoever was answering the phone said I could ask Brandio a question. Would you ever get into truck driving industry?
I have actually seriously considered that, but the main problem that I would have with that is the truck driving industry might be automated in the next couple of decades, maybe even sooner. And then, so if I get into that industry, even if it's, you know, it does make me a decent wage or something like that, I might get replaced by a robot in the next couple of years, and then I'm out of a job again. So,
well, at least it will get you started, Brandon. I wouldn't worry about what's going to happen down the road. If you could get a job in the truck industry now, at least you get rolling. You get started.
This is actually a really controversial subject now, is that like truck driving automation is actually like a very serious, it's a big deal. And I'm more confident that I could find a job elsewhere anyway. So
that's amazing.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'm a truck driver, so I have a place to live. I mean, it's not nice, but you can live in your truck, save money. You make, you know, 50K plus, you know, depending on how hard you're hustling. And you can move to, like, middle America where you see a bunch of different women rather than just, you know, the high-class women in L.A. or whatever. And then you just see, like, what kind of you like around. You get to travel America and see the country. And you make 50K. And then once you get that money in your pocket, then you kind of have more options from there on what else you want to do.
Thank you, right. Kevin. That's a good suggestion. I would recommend you not have that kind of mindset. If you're really looking for a job and it's an opportunity to drive trucks on the trucking industry, I would take it. And then one thing would lead to another one is better than not having one, for sure. What do you think?
I mean, it is also a bit more complicated to get into than some other things. So like that, like truck driving is more of like a last resort kind of thing, I would say. But the thing is, automation with truck driving is a very big deal. You should cover that on or look into that a bit more, because that's going to be a really, really big deal really soon, I would say, with the automation and truck driving.
I had a friend who told me that he posted an ad on Craigslist and he got $1 million offer for a dating coach. Maybe you could be a dating coach.
A dating coach? Maybe.
On Craigslist. From our Craigslist.
Maybe.
Let's go to James out of Montana. James, you are on the air with Brandio. Go ahead.
What up, Jesse? What up, Brandio?
All is well.
Hey, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Sweet home, Alabama.
Sweet home, Alabama. That's right.
I love Alabama. They're doing some great things.
They are.
And Georgia, too.
Yep, that's right. But you have a question for Brandio?
Yeah, I have two questions for Brandio.
Go ahead.
At first, I was hearing what you were saying, but when the guy brought up the truck driving job, I agree with Jesse, bro. Like, you might as well just, if I was in your situation, I'd get the first job that, you know, comes or I can get. But I seen your Fallen State interview a while back, and I was seeing you were saying the same thing about the jobs. You didn't find a job since then?
No, not yet.
Amazing. And is it black people and Mexicans fault about with the girls too, or?
Not necessarily, but I would say that at least where I live, black people typically are, do better in the sexual market almost, I would say, from like media halo, especially like there's actually a meme in some of the incel communities about, just be black, where they point out things like shorter, fatter black men who are poorer somehow are getting these 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10 white women in L.A.
That's the problem, though. You guys are just so focused on the girls and who's getting them. Who cares about who's getting girls?
Well, I mean, if no one's getting a girl at all, it's kind of a problem. I suppose.
Well, you're looking so much better, man. Your handsomeness is coming out. You're losing weight. You're going to have the girls all over you after a while.
Yeah, man, it's coming.
Yeah.
I won't even worry about that.
Yeah, you're doing to be fine. Thank you, James. I appreciate it. Let's see here. It's amazing all these folks want to talk to you. I'm surprised. And people are texting me about you and everything. The reason the black people, as you know, I guess, the reason the blacks are getting the job because they don't have to be qualified. They just have to be black, and so they're getting it based on affirmative action. And the white people are afraid not to hire them, so it's easy for the blacks. They don't have to be qualified.
No.
Let me go to Carlos out of California. Carlos, you're on with Brandio.
Hi, Brandio. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, Brandio, I just want to ask, I'm listening to a full thing. I just want to ask about your situation at home. Are you living with your parents, or are you living on your own?
Yeah, at the moment, I am living with my parents. I would prefer to have a job and own my own place, but, you know, got to do what I got to do.
Well, you know, I guess that's like a good foundation for you to have right now. And I just think you really need to work on your mindset, because it sounds like you're letting a lot of limiting beliefs get in your way from what I've been hearing you talk.
Limited beliefs?
You just keep saying, like, what if and what if. Like, you bring up other people's experiences and let that stifle your growth. I think you need to take into account that once you embark on this journey and decide to take action, that you just need to trust the process, that you're going to change in the process, you know. You're going to be able to acquire the right tools.
Meaning that you need to stop giving into the mindset that you can't because you're white, or you can't because you're male, you can't because you're incel, or whatever, and just go out there as the Great White Hope is doing, just deal with it. And eventually you will
get it. Do you have any hobbies or passions?
Well, first of all, I'm not giving up because of any of this stuff. I'm trying as hard as I can every day. Like, you know, I'm on that grind trying to find a job. And yeah, do I have any hobbies? I mean, typical boy hobbies, I guess. You know, I play games with friends, hang out with friends, things like that.
You're passionate about, like, art, or maybe, like,
I make YouTube videos sometimes. I mean, I do a lot of biking. I'm into, you know, games, things like that, things of that nature, I suppose.
Why don't you capitalize on the things that you're interested in and, you know, be the best at what you're in, and then be so good that they can't ignore you?
I mean, I suppose not many people. Sure.
Thank you, Carlos. I got to run because of time. Thank you, but let me just ask, will you at some point stop calling yourself an incel?
Depends where I live, right? If I don't live in LA anymore, then I probably wouldn't call myself an incel. Yeah, I'd probably call myself a volcel if I lived somewhere else.
A wholesale?
Volcel.
Oh,
volcel. Like voluntarily celibate.
Oh, I see. Amazing. Yeah. Spencer is a first-time caller out of Indiana. Spencer, you're on the air. Thank you for calling. Hold on here. No, I'm pressing the wrong one. Hold on. Spencer, thank you for calling. You're on with Brandio.
Brandio, can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to offer you a couple things. I'm 41 years old, and Jesse, you're awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
I just want to offer you a few things of advice here, a few pieces, okay? Now, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but here's how I'm going to solve all your problems, okay? Let's look at the positive side here. You're a young man. You're, what, in your 20s? How old are you?
22.
Okay, perfect. You can join the military, brother. I've been in the military for 22 years. You'll get in shape. Women love a man in uniform, and you'll have a 24/7 job serving this country, okay? Now, there's a couple things you're going to have to change. First of all, your outlook. I think your outlook is a little bit sidesteppy and wishy-washy. People like confidence. You want to talk about different ethnicities, getting women, and having that attention? You got to be more confident, brother. You got to seize who you are as a man, stop being a beta, and become an alpha. All right? We have too many betas on the planet. That's the problem. I love you to death. Don't get me wrong, okay? But I'm looking at you right now online, and I can see your hair. You got this whole mop thing going on. Cut it like a man. Get rid of the Jeepers freaking mustache and the little fuzz you got under your chin and start being an actual man. You want to hang out with your friends? Hang out in the right capacity. Go and do some real sports. Biking is not one of them. Great for cardio, but not good for muscle building, okay? I've been teaching soldiers and teaching young men like yourself to become men for the last 20 years. You want it? You got to seize it. You got to change your perspective. Become an alpha. Anyway, that's all I got to say, Jesse. I just wanted to say you're awesome. I love your show. First time caller today, but
Thank you.
Will continue to listen indigently.
I appreciate that, Spencer. Thank you so much. What do you think about what Spencer said?
I don't want to join the military because I don't want to fight for another country's war. I'd rather fight for America if I had the chance. So But that's, you know, a very different topic, I suppose.
Let me see. Someone just sent me a note here. Hold on. Amazing how many people want to get involved with this, man. This is mind-blowing. Someone says you're doing well with the exercise weight loss, so don't stop doing that. That's impressive. And that you look like a Latin lover with the beard, the mustache, the hair, and the weight loss. So some people like it, some don't. One person online want to know, have you ever tried pickup artist stuff? Whatever that means.
Right, yeah. PUA, pickup artist. That is very common among, especially in the past, that was very common among many early incel forums and groups.
What is a pickup artist?
What is a pickup artist?
Yeah.
Well, pickup artist is someone who uses various different techniques to try and pick up women, to try usually to try and sleep with them, you know, in a very promiscuous way, typically.
Oh, that mean, does it mean you have to pay them?
No, you don't have to pay them. No, you just you use different techniques to try and allure women to you so that you can have sexual relations with them, I suppose. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, don't go down that road.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, have I tried it in the past? I have tried it a few times. Didn't really work out. This is when I was younger, of course. And but I wouldn't really. I'm not really about the promiscuous, degenerate lifestyle. You know, I am a traditionalist man.
Yes.
And I do, and I'm trying hard as I can to try and live that lifestyle, even if I don't have a job yet. So.
So let me just squeeze in a couple of the calls, and then we have to end here. Let me go to Al out of Detroit. Al, you're on with Brandio.
Hello, Mr. Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Al. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
Hey, I got an idea why this young man can't get a woman.
Why is that?
Lesbians! Not really. Anyway, no, I just wanted to tell him I can totally relate to his issue in L.A. with not speaking Spanish, because I was in the Valley once visiting and went to a McDonald's and gave my order to a young woman, a Hispanic woman, and when I got it back and got it back to my friend's house, 100% wrong. Everything was wrong. She could not speak a word of English. So I feel for you on that one. But I don't think that moving to a rural area is going to solve your issue. I think you're going to have problems no matter where you go, because we all do. It isn't an easy thing. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have problems anywhere. We all do. But just keep persevering and, you know, try to, you know, get yourself educated in a marketable field, you know. Don't go into something like basket weaving and expect to be able to get a job. And I know in L.A. it's real expensive to live there, so it would be much cheaper if you did go somewhere else.
Thank you, Al.
And the problem with women, though, is feminism and welfare. They don't need a man. They just need men to keep working so they can get their so-called entitlements.
A man with benefits. Thank you. I appreciate it. Robert is a first-time caller out of Maryland. All these people want to talk to you, Brandio. Robert, you're on the air with Brandio.
Good morning, Brandio. How you doing, man? Jesse,
I'm doing good.
All is well, Robert. Thank you.
I just wanted to call in, man, and try to motivate you a little bit. I'm 22, and I got my first job at 19, I think, working at Toys R Us for $8.50 an hour. And back of house, I couldn't do it, man. Money wasn't good. So I understand what you mean. When I graduated in 2015, I sat in the house for a whole year and got fat. I went from being 150 pounds to I'm 235 now.
Wow.
I was just like you. I was in the house playing a game all day, asking mom for money. I want some shoes. I want to do this. And I got tired of it. So I went to Toys R Us. That didn't work out. And now I became a pest control tech in Maryland. And I've been through almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in October. I'm already a service manager, man. So I just want to let you know you can do it. Just stick to something. Just find something. Stick to it. And put 100% of your effort in, man. I promise you, you'll get there.
Yeah.
Life will be great for you. I promise.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I'm not, like, contrary to belief, I'm not demotivated. I'm very motivated to get better and try as hard as I can. So, yeah.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah. Great call, man. I appreciate that. I got to run because of time. I'm looking at the clock. Adriana is out of Orange County, California. Adriana, you're on with Brandio.
Hey, Jesse, hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, go ahead.
I was calling because I wanted to say that the young man is a very good-looking young man, and I see that when he calls himself an incel, he's kind of labeling himself and restricting who he is, and it's better to just not have any labels. And I also wanted to offer up the recommendation of maybe going 1 year to a technical school, maybe going as like a mechanic or an electrician or any type of that type of job, and possibly after the year you could definitely get a job into that field. And that was all.
Thank you, Adrian. I appreciate that. Is there a solution that you will offer to incels? I have someone online, they want to know, let's see here. Ask him what the solution is to the incel problem.
If we're talking about a permanent solution, like worldwide or like countrywide, I suppose, I would say it would be going back to a more traditional era, more traditional laws, more traditional culture. You know, don't encourage promiscuity. You know, some rights might need to be removed that may give people too much freedom in like such, you know, like the voting capacity maybe. But you know, we need to go back to being Christians. We need to go back to being traditionalists. We need to go back to caring about the family. We need to go back to caring about each other and our neighbors. And we need to go back to that kind of lifestyle. That's what I believe would not only solve the incel problem, but solve the problem for America and communities in general. So,
Brandio, do you have a website? And I agree with you on that, too. Do you have a website that you'd like to give out?
I don't have a website, but I do have a YouTube channel. My name is on there, Brandio, and then three E's at the end. So Brandio, E-E-E. And I haven't made videos for a very long time, about like 5 months, I'd say. And the reason for that is because I've been very focused on working out and job hunting and stuff like that. And, you know, it's hard to keep up making videos on a regular basis when you're working on bettering yourself and stuff like that. But I am going to be making videos again probably very soon as well. So if you are interested, check that out. Give it a subscribe. You know, turn the notifications on, and eventually I will be making videos on inceldom related topics and maybe other things as well, because, you know, it's a various channel. Yeah.
Brandio E-E-E, right?
Yes.
Let me see if I can squeeze in one more call for you before this hour's up. Ryan is a first time call out of Las Vegas. Go ahead, Ryan. You have a minute or two.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Ryan. How are you?
Doing good. I'm going to tell you, man, there's a lot of trade jobs. I'm a decent mechanic for 20 years, and some of the guys in L.A. make $100,000, $120,000 a year, man. There's a lot of good jobs out there in the trade industry.
But how about the idea that he see himself as an incel and there is a hatred for white men, so he's been discriminated against? What do you say to all that? What advice for him?
Discrimination? Not in the trades. If you go to, like, if you're a lot of the times it's just you guys just don't want to work. You have to work hard. You have to be on the elements. All of you guys want desk jobs. And in the woman issue, women can smell desperation, man. When you're so desperate, they can smell it a mile away. That's probably one of your problems.
Why you roll your eyes? Brandio, you roll your eyes. Why?
No, it's just heard that 1,000 times. That's not really.
And what they do, they can smell it. I've been in, when you're young, you're like 15 and it's like 21. And it's like an odor. They know. Like, it's just, they know that.
thank you, Ryan. I got to run. Brandio, thank you so much for coming on, man. That was fun.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it was great being on here.
Give out your online again.
My YouTube is Brendio, E-E-E. And if you're interested in joining an incel community as well, there's also the forums. And that's incels.co or C-O, incels.co. And you don't have to be an incel to join the website, by the way. But you cannot, if you are not an incel, you have to not talk about anything related to having.
Thank you, Brendan. Thank you, buddy. All right, back in a moment. Another hour to go, folks.